2022 calendar year has opened, and it did so with a bang. Wow, what low scoring in Hawaii, and I think it's only an indication of what's to come. Hi, I'm Bob Bupka. So proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr. and welcome you into the Grow Room, as I said, with Bob and Jay. Hey, Jay Bird, understand you had a little much-deserved vacation time. How'd that go?
I got to spend a little time and lost wages, and it went good. Nobody got hurt. Everybody had a good time, and, you know, while it's not normal out there, you know, it's still a heck of a place and a good spot to go.
If you had to stay in one hotel in Vegas, which one would it be?
Wow. The Cosmopolitan's got some unbelievable views and a lot of incredible restaurants. You know, I stayed at the Mirage kind of as a last time since they're going to be tearing that place down. And it used to be such a sight on the Strip, but people just rave about the Venetian. So I don't know.
There's a lot of good choices, that's for sure. And kind of sad that we have to open up on this note, but he was a good buddy of yours, good buddy of mine. Tim Rutherford has passed away. You know, he was one of those guys that, you know, you get so used to seeing out there, and then now all of a sudden we're not going to see him. He'll be missed by the whole golf community. He certainly was an incredible talent, always fair, always had time for his peers and players alike. You know, I think the best thing, Jay, the players trusted him with their thoughts and comments.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, creme de la creme. Gentleman's guy, gentleman's gentleman. Super guy. I'll never forget meeting him in my early 20s when he was doing a... You know, of course, he was a great writer. People don't realize how good a writer Tim Rutherford was because he was better known later on in the TV world. But Tim got started in TV with my dad doing a show called Florida Golf This Week, and got to play a couple of great golf courses with Tim. Super gentleman. He will be missed, and a grand man.
Well, it was a grand field that showed up for that PGA Tour stop at the Century Tournament of Champions. I don't know if you even know this, Jay. You know, somebody connected with my golf club back on Long Island, Southampton, the gentleman by the name of Seth Rayner. He's the guy that actually designed Wailea.
Yep.
You know, passed away a year before it even opened, but it certainly has stood the test of time. It's just a great test. I get a kick out of the fact, and I think you will too, Jay, elevation change. When they play at the Plantation course, a little over 500 feet. Elevation change when they play Wailea, a little over 5 feet. So,
it's as night as day as you're going to see. It's like playing, a course in the mountains, and then the next week you're playing just this muni in the city that's got nothing. But, I mean, it's got a lot because, as you said, Seth Rayner, and I enjoyed both tournaments. I thought the Hawaii swing is off to a great start. You get Cameron Smith, and we've seen Australians eat up Wailea Country Club. And you know, Rahm is with him the whole day and had a chance on 18. Kisner really got his stuff going. He and your man Dwayne Bach, a great 2022 start for them, and they followed it up with good play at Sony. So I thought that the start of the year was great. Cam Smith is a world-class player. He's played really well at the Masters in his first couple of starts. Keep him in mind when we get to Augusta, and obviously the guy that I think is going to get a green jacket there, John Rahm. And then you move over to Sony, and, you know, it was kind of one of those weeks where, well, here's Russell Henley again. He loves playing Wailea. He's won here before. You know, and you get to the final round, he's got a 5-shot lead with 10 holes to play. And the whole time, I told my son that morning, I said, let me tell you something. Hideki should win the golf tournament based on his status, based on his major last year. That doesn't mean he's going to do it, but you always had a sense in that final round that he might, if given the advantage and Henley slowed down on that backside, Hideki took over, and wow, what stuff we saw in the 72nd and 73rd hole.
Yeah, he ended it knocking it stiff on the 18th hole there for a kicking eagle to give him that victory.
Wow.
One story I always remember, this goes back 2013, Jay, Russell Henley, the winner. And the media room there at Sony, very small. There's only about 10 or 12 media representatives. We're only a few feet from the ocean, so it makes it pretty dynamic. And Henley wins the event, and he's being brought into the media center, and he's on his cell phone. Little does he know that his cell phone is on speakerphone. And as he gets in this media room, you hear the following: Russell, I'm your mother, and I want you to smile more. You just won a golf tournament. You can smile more. I'm telling you, you're my son. I want you to smile more. And all of a sudden, Russell looks up and realizes that everybody in the media room was listening in on that conversation. It's something I'll never forget.
Yeah, I mean, good play, certainly, but Russell didn't lose the golf tournament. He was 500 in the final round, and he almost felt really bad in that playoff after he follows up hitting it in the bunker on the 72nd hole, does it on the 73rd hole. Hideki hits the shot of the year so far, and you know, thanks for coming, Russell. We'll see you again next year. But, you know, I think a great start to the 2022 portion of the wraparound season with two international players, two international stars. I mean, Hideki's a giant, and you and I and Janice both know that, you know, there's a large Asian population in Hawaii and near where the Hawaiian Open is. So it was a very popular victory and big stuff from Hideki.
Yeah, congratulations. He's tough. He is.
He's really getting there.
Yeah, he's getting better every time I take a look at him. And he actually said, and I agree, the Masters win took a lot of pressure off him. There was always that pressure for an Asian player to win a major. When are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? Well, he did it in grand style, as we all know. He'll be going down in April as the defending champ. All right, let's get back onto the mainland there, Mr. Randolph. It's going to be the 64th edition of the American Express, also remembered as the Bob Hope Desert Classic. Boy, I remember.
And it should be today. It should be today. I don't know why the tour doesn't do this. History is a part of our game. Bob Hope and this tournament is a part of our game. You're going to tell a story in just a second. I mean, this is Bob Hope's tournament. Whether Bob Hope is alive or dead, you know, when guys say it, they say the hope still. And I understand this is great because if American Express wouldn't have stepped up, there might not have been a golf tournament out there for all those, folks that vacation out there, call the home there in the winter to go watch with these stars. So I hate the fact that it's not the Bob Hope.
Yeah, and Dolores Hope always shared the story. She said to Bob, "Hey, Bob, you're getting up in age now. We got to come to an agreement on where you want to be buried." And Bob Hope looked at her and said, "Why don't you just surprise me, Dolores?" So I got a big kick out of that. So it's going to be a great event, great players. You mentioned the name John Rahm. He's been somebody you've been on top of ever since he came out here in 2018. Cantley's going to be there. Mickelson is kind of the host for the event. Patrick Reed, I think we're going to see a lot of good things for Patrick Reed. The guy I want to keep an eye on, Jay, is Justin Rose. Kind of an off year last year. I want to see if that was a fluke or does he come back in full style. A great field for the return to the mainland. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, some other guys. Ricky Fowler, who plays well at this event. We're trying to see if Ricky can come back. Henley, who was second last week, trying to follow up his good play. Gary Woodland, who likes to play this event. Scotty Scheffler, a guy I'm looking forward to seeing how he plays. He didn't play in the first two of the year because he wasn't a winner yet. His first event of 2022 will be Will Zalatoris, Will the Thrill, who got his tour card. And we'll see how he follows up that strong campaign that he had. But you said it, Bob. I mean, you know, I don't think there are many weak fields anymore on the PGA Tour. This used to kind of, because of scheduling, fit in that routine, and also because you got a big event on the European Tour in Abu Dhabi. But this is a good field that's gathering at the Hope.
Yeah, we're going to get to see some new. We're going to get to see some newcomers too, Mr. Randolph. Korn Ferry grads.
Yeah.
It's their first domestic chance to get in a field. You mentioned Abu Dhabi, the DP World Tour. Big names playing there. Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa, Shane Lowry, Ian Poulter. Can you believe Poulter's 45 years old now? Boy, hard to believe. Henrik Stenson didn't have a good year last year, but I think he's certainly on tap to have a good year this year.
Well, now that we're all caught up and the gang is all ready for this week, we'll be back next week to see who did what in the deserts, the Middle East desert and the California desert.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.